Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shiley. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Leverett. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dixie Leverett. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Ellerb. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pat Collins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Robertson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Bain. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bill Bain. And now, play ball. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is hit by the pitch. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. There goes Hooper. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Earl Shiley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hooper. The throw from Collins and he is safe. Hooper steals third. Earl Shiley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Robertson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shiley fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Leverett drops the ball. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shiley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk bunts towards the mound. Bain fields it and throws to first for the out. Mostill moves to second. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Robertson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mostill moves to third. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk takes first base on ball four. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mostill scores. There goes Schalk trying to get to third. Williams throws the ball into Ellerb, who tags Schock for the out. It's 1-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Durst moves to second. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive towards second. Collins catches it, steps on second to double up Durst, and throws to first to get McManus. That's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Durst. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain fires to third and has Johnson trapped. There's the throw to McManus, who tags Johnson for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Collins and he is out, McManus applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tobin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into center field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-0 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellerb is called out on strikes. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sisler moves to third. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Durst hits a pop-up towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Schock to Johnson covering second. The throw back to home, and Sisler is out at the plate. Williams moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leverett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hooper. The throw from Collins and he is out, Robertson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a pop-up towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leverett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain is 0 for 1 in the game. Bain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a line drive towards short. Robertson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 2 in the game. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellerb strikes out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sisler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett fires to first and picks off Sisler. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a pop-up towards third. Ellerb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-2 in the game. Mulligan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mulligan. The throw from Collins and he is out, McManus applying the tag. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leverett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Durst hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Durst reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk who is chasing the ball. McManus reaches third base with a triple. Durst scores. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins strikes out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hooper strikes out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Bain covering, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain is 0-for-2 in the game. Bain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-3 in the game. Tobin bunts towards the mound. Leverett fields it and throws to first for the out. Bain moves to second. One out. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 0-for-3 in the game. Ellerb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bain moves to third. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops it up and throws to first, with Leverett covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Durst bunts towards the mound. Leverett fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Williams is safe. Williams moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins strikes out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. McManus moves to second. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.